Hi, I'm Jonathan Garrigue.
And I'm Beth Ann Katz.
And we are program managers for the Windows Store team. And we're going to talk today about app flighting and beta testing in the Windows Store. So app flighting is really a set of scenarios that allow developers to do controlled testing in production. And there are a number of reasons that we've heard from our developers for questions that developers would like to ask using this sort of test. The first is really confirming the quality of an update. So if you have an app or game that's already in the store and you have an update that you'd like to deliver to all of your customers, the test that you'd like to run is, could we send that update to a subset of our customers, really confirm the quality before we give it to everyone? The second question is about minimizing the impact of any bugs that we might have missed. So if you're confident that an update should go out to all of your customers, there's a certain point where you really need scale to answer the question, did I miss something? If I send it out to 100,000 customers, do I find a bug that maybe I missed before, and is there a way to recover from that, or at least minimize the risk? And the last scenario is really quite different, of if there's a quality level that you know that an experience doesn't meet. It's not ready for prime time, but you want to get feedback from your enthusiasts. The question is, how do I send that out to my customers who want that new experience, but don't necessarily, I'm not at a point where I send it out to everyone just yet. So we have a set of tools that we are offering for testing and production in the Windows Store that allows developers to answer these questions. Some of these tools are available now in Dev Center, so we're going to go deep into package flighting and groups of known customers. So this is the way to send different packages to different people. And then we have a set of features that are coming soon that really rounds out the app flighting feature set, and that's targeting the availability of your app to certain people, gradually rolling out any update, and letting users opt in to app beta groups, and really providing a way to make that consent relationship for getting a beta easy. So I want to talk about a new concept that we've added to Dev Center, which is customer groups. So the question that we ask for app flighting scenarios, there's really two main questions. There's who can see and acquire the app, and then there's what packages that people get when they've already acquired the app. So we have options in the store today. It's possible to put the word beta on an app and make it available to everyone. Everyone can see it, everyone can acquire it. It's possible to hide apps in the store so that you really need a direct link in order to find the app. And then we have promo codes today. So in the Windows 10 store, you can hide an app, you can make it available only to people who have promo codes. We're adding in the middle a middle ground of being able to target the availability to certain groups of users. And these groups are available for you to say, make apps available, only people in the groups can see and acquire, and which packages do they get? The groups answer both questions. And there's really two types of groups. What we have today is groups of customers that you know, people that you have the Microsoft account email address for, and you can say these particular users should get this new app or this package that is an updated package. And then we'll also have customers who've opted in to an app beta group. You don't necessarily know them. There might be hundreds of thousands of them, and you don't have to know the Microsoft account email address. So let's go deep into package flighting, which is available in Dev Center today. The sample scenario is you have an app in the store, it has several million customers, you have a bug fix that you'd like to ship. You want to validate with your test team that this bug fix does the job, it's quality, it's ready to release. And then once you have confidence in that fix, you'll make the update available to everyone. So we'll use package flighting to make that happen. And you can flight different packages to multiple groups simultaneously. So you have a non-flighted submission in the store today. This is your regular submission. You got your app in the store. And in this case, it's available to everyone. It has all the information that the store knows about your app. It has your V1 packages. It has your store listing. And of course, who can see it, which is everyone. Now we're going to create a package flight that has just the binary, has just the packages, and we're going to send that package to only group members. So I can actually have up to 10 package flights at once, And what I've illustrated here is just three, but I'll have an increasing audience size. I'll start with a small group of testers, then I'll extend that to some coworkers, and then a large number of enthusiasts. You do have to have your app published before you can create a package flight, because the package flight is essentially a delta, something you get instead of getting the thing or the packages that everyone else gets. So I'm going to show you in Dev Center today how to add a package flight to an app that's already in the store. So we're going to go to the Build Tic-Tac-Toe app. It's in the store. Everyone can see it. And you'll see this new section below, which is package flights. And I'm going to go ahead and create a new package flight. And the first question I'll get asked, besides what do I want to name it, which is really for my benefit, is who does it go to? And I'm going to show you very quickly. I'm going to create a quick group of, let's say, 100 testers. I'm going to call them my best testers. And they're going to quickly do my testing. And I don't want to type in a bunch of email addresses, so I'm going to use this CSV that I've created to automatically pull in the email addresses. These are the MSA accounts that my testers use to authenticate to the store. And I'm going to create this group called My Best Testers. Then I'll be able to name the package flight as soon as this saves. And I'm going to call it bug fix test 310, because this is a specific flight to test a specific bug. I'm going to select my best testers as the people I want to see this flight. And I get an illustration of, OK, there's my non-flighted submission. Everyone gets that. And then there's this particular flight. It has a higher rank. So if a customer is in this my best testers group, they're going to get this flight instead of the non-flighted submission. At this point, I create the flight and I'll see a submission flow that's very similar to what I see for my non-flighted submission, except the only thing I can edit are packages and some timing options. So I'm going to take my package that has the bug fix. I'm going to drop it into the upload control. It's the same upload control that we have elsewhere in Dev Center. And you'll notice while we wait for it to analyze that if I had wanted to pull a package in from my non-flighted submission, I have a new dropdown that lets me do that. As soon as this finishes analyzing, we will hit save. There we go. There's the package. It is a higher version than what everyone else gets. And this is what I'm going to send to my testers. Now, my other options are when does the flight publish? It might be a Friday, and I might want to wait until Monday for it to publish. And whether I need any information to send to the certifiers who are going to look at this. So flights do go through certification. We have a minimum quality bar that we want to uphold, even if it's to a flight audience. And all of the automated tests are going to run. Does it install on Windows? Does the package look good? At this point, I'm going to flip back to my app overview page, and you'll see I have my main submission that is what everyone sees in the store and the package that everyone gets, unless they're in a flight where I have this flight available only to my testers, and that'll be in the store momentarily.
So now I'm going to walk us through how distribution works. AppFlighting is available on the latest versions of Windows. For desktop, this means 10586 and higher, which was the major November release. For mobile, it's version 10586.63 and higher. This version went out to the Windows insiders in January, and it went out to the broader population at a higher version number in February. If you're not on one of those builds, you'll continue to receive your app updates as normal, and these will be the non-flighted packages, so your customer experience there won't be changed. So the first thing you should know is that there are two ways for you to grab these updates. The first one is to wait for the automatic update to run on your machine. This happens on a 24-hour scheduler. If you have customers that are really excited to get your app and can't wait for the 24-hour automatic update to run, they can go to the store client and manually check for updates. What you should know is that there is no UI indication that you're on a flight, and these updates will install just like any other update in the store. What this means for you is that your customers won't know that the package that they received is a flighted package unless you explicitly tell them. You'll have to tell them through your own means of communication, whether that's through the email addresses that you collected when you were making the group or through a blog post or other means of communication that you establish with your customer base. What this means for you also is that you need to make sure that the quality of the packages you set out matches the expectations that your customer has. If you've explicitly agreed to send beta quality packages with your customers, then feel free to do so. If you haven't, make sure, again, that what you have matches what they expect, because your developer reputation may be impacted if it doesn't match. To understand how your app is doing, there are two feedback mechanisms. The first one is the Windows Feedback app. This is an app that lets customers write reviews for your app per version, which means that you can see the packages that were flighted separate from the packages that were non-flighted in this feedback tool. Users are then able to upvote which feedback is the most helpful, so that when you look at it, the highest rated feedback is the most helpful one. The other route that we have for feedback is ratings and reviews through the Windows 10 store. These ratings and reviews will be hidden to the public so that you don't have to worry about stuff going out in those reviews that you don't want people to know about in the flights. However, those ratings and reviews will still be able to be seen by the developer so that you can know what people are saying about your flighted packages. Once a flight is promoted to public, those ratings and reviews will also become visible to everybody. As for how your app is doing on a technical level, we also offer telemetry. This telemetry is now separated per version so that, again, you can see your flighted telemetry separate from your non-flighted telemetry. This will give you insight into things like your crashes and hangs and other useful metrics to let you know if you should increase the audience of your flight or not. Now Jonathan's going to walk us through a second demo for some more advanced flighting scenarios.
Okay, thanks Bethann. So I'm going to look at another app in my DevCenter account. And this is an app that's also in the store, and I'm using package flights extensively. And this is a really good indication of rank. The higher ranked package is what gets delivered to someone who is in multiple groups. So Bethann might be on my test team, she's also in my group of coworkers, and she's also in the fast lane for the flights to enthusiasts. So all of these packages from all of these flights are available, but when her PC checks for updates, we calculate, okay, three of these flights are available, which one is the highest rank? So this allows you as the developer to control for people who are eligible for more than one flight, what is the highest rank flight that you want them to get above the others? So with this kind of setup, I really have a pyramid of increasing audience. So my highest rank flight goes to a very narrow section of my testers who want to be on my daily builds and give me that quality update for how each build is doing. And then as my rank decreases, my audience increases. And so my enthusiast flights, my slow lane enthusiasts, can have thousands and thousands of people, and I can see that telemetry and get their feedback. At a certain point, I'm happy with the quality. I think it meets my standards. It's what all my customers are expecting. So I'm going to go up to my non-flighted submission, and I'm going to update it with the intention of taking the package from my enthusiast slow lane flight and giving it to all of my customers. So I'm going to go into the packages page. Again, we're in the non-flighted submission. And I'm going to find this dropdown. And I'm going to pick the flight. In this case, it's my enthusiast slow lane flight. I can see it's the 1.3 package. And I don't have to re-upload this package. DevCenter already has it. And we're going to drop it right into the packages page. And then as soon as I ship this update, all my customers will get it. So we've showed you package flighting in depth. And this is something you can use now in DevCenter. We're really excited to make this feature available to you. And now we're going to shift and talk about some features that we are actually testing in production today so that we can give them to you in the near future. So Bethann, you want to talk about gradual rollout?
Our first new feature is gradual rollout, as Jonathan mentioned. This is a percentage-based rollout, which means for you as the developer that in this scenario, you won't have to manage individual MSAs. Instead, you just specify what percentage of people you want your package to go out to, and we'll make sure that that happens correctly on our end. You can also halt a rollout if you start it and find out something's going wrong, or you can complete a rollout if you have enough confidence that things are going really well. This is great for the scenario where you have an app that you believe is production quality, but you want to confirm that that's the case. Additionally, you can independently and simultaneously roll out to all of your flights and your non-flighted group all at the same time.
Thanks, Bethann. So the next feature that's coming soon is targeted app availability. So remember, we created these flight groups, and I have all these flights going to them, and different packages are getting delivered. But there's also the question of, for my app as a whole, who can see it in the store, who can acquire it in the store? And we have options today that we know a lot of developers are using of making it visible, hidden with only promo codes. So we are adding the group targeting capability for all Windows 10 device families so that you will be able to create a group, decide which people, based on group membership, can see the app in the store. And even for people who have the deep link, we're still going to check group membership. So if you have a direct link to the app listing in the store, you still have to be a member of the group in order to see. The store will say, I'm sorry, the app doesn't exist if you are not a group member. And then the last feature that is coming soon is app beta groups are a way for you as a developer to invite your customers to get that experience that isn't quite ready to go to everyone. So that's based on trust and consent and descriptions provided by you of what you're going to use the group for. Because you might have a beta that is something that's months away from shipping, and you might just want early feedback on the design. Or you might have a beta that is a program that is essentially a fast lane for updates, that they're very high quality, and maybe people in the program get the updates a few weeks before everyone else. So in order for customers to know what to expect, we will allow you to describe the beta program. People can opt in and out. You don't have to manage the individual Microsoft account email addresses. And these groups can be used for both your first version beta scenario, where it's a new app, you want it in the store, but you want to limit who can see it so you can get that early feedback. Or it can be also used for a next version scenario, whereas my app's in the store, I have millions of customers, but I've got this new amazing experience coming up, and I'd like to allow people who really can make that choice for themselves. Do I want to stay on the retail quality experience, or do I want to look at all the great new features and provide early feedback because I'm very enthusiastic about these great improvements? So Bethann, do you want to sum up for us?
Sure thing. So today, Jonathan and I talked you through package flighting, which is available right now in the Developer Center. We really want you to go out, try that feature, love it, hopefully, and give us feedback. We also talked about three experiences that are coming in the future, which are the targeted app availability, gradual rollout, and the app beta group testing that Jonathan just walked us through. Again, let us know how you think of the feature. Please go try it out. And thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you.